Howdy, y'all.
Hi, guys.
It's Ryan.
And Angela.
From R&A Music. Deep in the heart of Texas, that's where we're at right now.
Yay.
And it's time to answer your questions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited. First question, Junior Chopper. Did you see Star Wars The Last Jedi? What were your thoughts? What were your thoughts?
It was okay. There is quite a few disappointments on how they went with the storyline, but overall, I mean, it is what it is. For the past 20 years almost of Star Wars movies, remakes and whatnot, I've been not really pumped up to see them. So I wasn't like completely disappointed. It was about what I expected them to put out, you know. So after all the disappointing films from my childhood thus far, I'm waiting for the pound puppies to be kicked in the face and, you know, Care Bears to be shot in the head. So other than that, I mean, it's pretty much what I expect from current, you know, production companies. So that's about it.
Don't hold back now.
So, I mean, honestly, I did not. Everybody would ask us because they know how big Star Wars nerds we are, or at least especially my boys and Ryan, they would say like, are y'all so excited? Oh my gosh, Last Jedi, woohoo! And it's like, you know? It used to be like Christmas when a Star Wars movie would come out. You know, even I remember as a kid, like I wasn't born when the first one came out, but by Empire Strikes Back and then Return of the Jedi, I was. And even renting them or if they ever came on television, it was just like the most amazing thing ever. So I don't have that feeling for Star Wars anymore.
I gotta get better batteries. Seem to always be running out.
So what are your thoughts?
It's my least favorite Star Wars movie of all the Star Wars movies. It ranks squarely at number 9 for me. Mm-hmm. I'm the angry fanboy that everybody's all mad about. I'm like, well, I was really disappointed. I went into it, spoilers. I went into this with 2 requirements. Luke can't die, and he can't be a chump, or look like a wuss.
Yeah.
And he kind of like was sort of both those things. So My expectation was like, I wanted him to be super freaking awesome. I've been waiting all these years to see Luke come back. Finally,
I was really honestly kind of hoping, since they dabbled with the CGI, you know, Jedi fight scenes in episode 2.
Oh, yeah.
So you have freaking Count Dooku with Christopher Lee being like 1,000 years old, bouncing off of walls. So as the actor, not, you know, in CGI as the actor. So I was honestly really expecting there to be something like that. Because even Yoda had a scene like that. And young Yoda Obi-Wan awesome. Had a scene like that. Young Anakin had a scene. Count Dooku had a scene like that. So of all people in the Jedi world, Luke Skywalker should have had some kind of bad mamma jamma
moment of glory
off, where he, you know, like forces the ground almost like Superman and just leaps up and just kills Snoke and just like rents his head off his shoulders and, you know, something like, what, Luke? Oh my, that's what he's been doing on that island. But it was, no.
Yeah. He got real tired doing an astral projection of himself.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
So, yeah, I didn't like it. But, you know, I'm not alone. I have a lot of friends who agree with me and they're like super disappointed like I am. And then I have a lot of friends who think it's the best thing ever and they think this is exactly the way it should have gone. And I'm like, that's fine. I get it.
Yeah.
But what I think is kind of rough is everybody's kind of, if you really were disappointed like I am, People are like, you should just get over it, stupid fanboys. And I'm like, listen, whatever it is, people loved it and some people absolutely really hated it. And I don't think you have to overanalyze a director or a writer's intent. Like, well, you just listen to the guy explain himself why they did it this way and why it makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll kind of, oh yeah, it's great. You either walk out of a movie going, dude, that was friggin' awesome. That was amazing. Or you walk out of a movie going, I didn't really like it. Mm-hmm. Like it's a gut, visceral reaction to a movie. It's entertainment, right? It's just there for entertainment. And you either walk out going, that was friggin' awesome. Or like, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And so for people having the gut reaction of like, that is not what I wanted to see.
It was almost like a made-for-TV movie. Like, it should have been like a made-for-TV movie. Like, yeah. I mean, there was a couple of scenes I was like, oh, wow. Now, if they would have taken that enthusiasm in that particular scene and sprinkled it through the rest of the movie, it would have been amazing. But yeah. I love that people say it's like it basically captures it as the slowest car chase in human history, you know, or, you know, cinematic history.
So they're just doing this.
Like the whole movie is a car chase. A very, very slow, like grandmas on walkers.
That's exciting.
Start.
They're just, you know, waiting to run out of gas. It's yeah. like the opposite of speed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, there's a really funny video that it's like a pitch meeting of the storyline of the script.
It is
that
great,
really pretty much perfectly captures how I feel about it. I'll put it in a link in the description of this video. I love that guy. Pretty hilarious. So
yeah.
I didn't like it.
There you go.
And my kids didn't like it either. And I've had other people go, my kids loved it. I'm like, well, my kids didn't love it.
Because our kids are actual fans.
Yeah, they're like super Star Wars nerds.
Like, so, read books, you know. Fans.
Yeah, read the books. Yeah. Anyways, I'm glad I didn't see it on my birthday.
Right.
Thanks for the question.
Yeah, hey, it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it worked out pretty good. It could have been worse. It could have been on my birthday. Yeah. All right, next question. Paul Liu, can we get a rig rundown for your Sunday morning church band?
Ah,
that's a great question, Paul. Well, I can answer that question probably with a video. How about that? I will shoot a video for that. I think that'd be easier than me explaining it from here without really showing you what my rig is. Mm-hmm. It's not fancy at all or complex, but how about I will do a video about that and kind of show you what I played through. That would be the easiest way to answer that. Thanks for the question, man. Blaine Ludman, Battlestar Galactica would rule both of them. Ha ha ha. That's going back to the Star Destroyer versus the Enterprise.
The Enterprise. Sure.
Star Destroyer would totally win, Paul. Everybody agreed with us.
Yeah. Enterprise.
Enterprise. What? Psh, bunch of nerds. At least they can make good movies.
Yeah, that's true.
Sort of. The last ones are okay. All right. Yeah. So how long are you going to rock the epic beard in 2018? Party in the front. That's a great question, man. I've actually been on the verge of trimming it quite a few times. Like, I mean, I've had it trimmed a little bit, like on the sides from my barber, the bearded barber, because otherwise it just goes like...
Yeah, it's
homeless. Goes crazy homeless, out. So you gotta trim. But I've been trying to keep the length. But probably at least until March. March will be about 2 years that I've been growing like the big beard.
Mm-hmm.
First it was, let's see what 1 year looks like.
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, I wonder what 2 years would look like. How long will it grow in 2 years? So really not as long as I would have thought, actually.
Well, you keep on getting it trimmed. And
well, I do kind of get it trimmed to try to not let it look crazy. So maybe around March, I will go back and trim it and we'll go back to a little bit more manageable, small. I don't know. I look back at videos from when I was kind of grown, like 6 months, and I was like, oh, that looks pretty good. I mean, it was a nice full beard, but it wasn't like, you know, crazy beard, so.
Like warlock beard.
Yeah, I don't know, but then you get to the point where you're like, okay, this is how long it is. I'm like, how much longer will it go?
Yeah.
I have to find out, so I don't know. I might trim it around March, like a serious trim.
Yeah.
Not a casual trim, but a serious, maybe, I don't know. Thanks for the question, man. Richard Ottorina.
Richard C.
Ottorina. Can I ask for a quote for one of those amazing CMG dealer exclusive guitars? Sure you can. They are $1,249 in the US of A.
Yes.
Shipping, well, to the continental US. I'm not doing any overseas shipping at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's a little too risky for us. So our RNA exclusive number 1 of 5 has been gone for a while. Number 2 is being built right now, and they're run street price $1,249. No, retail price would be like, I don't know what it would be like. you know, $1,800 or something. But, mm-hmm. you know, retail price in the music gear industry is kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Because nobody ever sells at it. So, right. $1,249, custom RNA CMG exclusive. You can only get it from us. So, yeah, that's what it would be. One guy bought one so far, and he's super excited. I've got about two other guys who are kind of, you know, really excited about the next one. So, mm-hmm. we'll see what happens, man. But, yeah.
There you go.
That's a killer guitar. Made in America for $1,249. It's killer. They're doing great for USA custom shop stuff. Mm-hmm. Can't hardly beat them at the moment. Thanks, man.
Awesome.
Final question. Funky Monkey 1886. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Gibson suing the manufacturer of Funko Pop collectibles? They're claiming the figures of Slash, Ace Frehley, James Hetfield, Kirk Hammett, to name a few, are using unauthorized images of Gibson guitars. That's despite the guitars and figures not saying Gibson, as far as I can tell. Kirk and James play ESPs for the last 20 years. Seems to me it's free advertising for Gibson. Maybe they really are desperate for cash. Seems ridiculous, really. Yeah, I think it's dumb. I just saw that the other day. I was like, what? And someone else pointed out, it's like, I think on Ace's guitar, it looks a lot more like a Dan Electro than it actually does look like a Gibson. So it's like, it doesn't even really look like a Les Paul, but I think it's stupid. You know, as you said, like James and Kirk have been playing ESPs since like 87 or 88 or something, you know, long time.
That's more like, 20 years is more like 1996.
Yeah, it's like 30 years James and Kirk have been playing ESPs mostly. So I think it's stupid. I think it's pretty risky actually on Gibson's part because Gibson has lost lawsuits. I mean, Gibson, mm-hmm. they will take people to court and sue people, but they have also lost. I think most of the lawsuits they've done in the last several years, they've lost. They lost to PRS. I think they've lost to a couple of others. So they like to throw their weight around, you know, and try to intimidate people. But, you know, depending on how big Funko Pop is and how much money they got, you know, Gibson could lose. Of course, it's going to cost, you know, just going through the court battle, you know,
some money.
They're going to lose money. Mm-hmm. Both sides will lose money, but maybe Funko guys could actually get reimbursed and countersue them. But maybe. I think it's stupid. Mm-hmm. Gibson is, you know, the company leadership is just, you know, all over the place. It's not been in a good place for a long time, I don't think. You know, nobody denies this historic, you know, place that Gibson has in rock and roll, particularly history and electric guitar history. But as a company, I think they lost their way a long time ago. But that's just dumb to sue over a little, it doesn't say Gibson on them anywhere, you know.
We want that money.
Yeah.
We want that royalty.
We want, yeah.
Off of toys. Because yeah. dang it.
Because we're a-holes.
People don't like us very much. And we
people already don't like us. So let's see if we can really not like us. So I think it's stupid. Personally. It's my thoughts.
Yeah.
So why don't you guys leave your comments below. Tell us what you think about if Gibson's kind of being...
Which I'm sure it's not.
being going over the line suing a toy company over, you know, vinyl guitars. So I think it's dumb. Just my two cents. All right, that's it for this week. Thank you for all the questions. If you guys have a question for next week, leave it below in the comment section so we will try to answer it next week if my batteries don't die. And thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. Hope you had a great, safe new year. This is, what is this, January 3rd?
4th?
I don't even know what day it is. It's 2018. Happy New Year.
Happy
Welcome.
New Year.
So we're excited for 2018. We got some plans.
Mm-hmm.
Plans. And
no, that's right.
Hope you guys do too. Hope you guys have a great year.
Mm-hmm.
Survive the snowstorms out there. All of our friends in the north, the east, getting
stay
hammered.
Stay warm.
Stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the music alive.
Don't forget it.
Music needs you.
And you need the music.
And we'll see you next time. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Funko Pop.
Star Trek sucks. Star Wars kind of sucks now, too.
Yeah.
I'm just sad. I'm a sad nerd.
I almost said, I heard it.